The voice of the Father is comforting, reassuring, and full of grace. The vested voice of the Father is no condemnation, period. I've come to believe that prayer is for more than life issues or challenges. Prayer is to encourage, to bless, to uplift, and to heal. Scriptures like Matthew chapter 11 verses 28 through 30 and 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 11 teach us the value of coming to Jesus as you are and to encourage one another. I also believe seeking prayer must be viewed from a position of power and humility instead of one of weakness. Think about it for a second. It takes courage to talk about anything that has brought you to a crossroad. Seeking intercession is humility for you. You're saying, I've done all I know how to do. Please help me. Now we must strengthen that position further by changing the mindset and culture of requesting prayer as being only for issues. A culture and mindset change must aggressively receive the notion that just maybe prayer is useful for encouraging and blessing one's life, as well as the lives of your immediate or distant family. Even if we have not the words to contemplate communion with God, the Bible says in Romans chapter 8 verses 26 through 27, in the same way, the Spirit helps us in our weakness. We do not know what we ought to pray for, but the Spirit Himself intercedes for us through wordless groans. And He who searches our hearts knows the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for God's people in accordance with the will of God. Beloved, grace has made provisions for prayer, even when we cannot find the words to convey the depth of our heart and soul. My prayer is this lesson will free those held in the bondage of fear to fear no more. Our God is so much bigger than the boundaries of our world. Expand your horizons by coming to the throne of grace just as you are, for the Master is able to intercede on your behalf. Trust Him today, for Jesus will deliver you from fear. Lesson 2. Keeping it real. Proverbs chapter 23, verse 26. My son, give me your heart and let your eyes delight in my ways. The God we serve wants our hearts, mind, and soul in everything we do as believers. John chapter 4, verse 24 says, God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and truth. Yes, an absolute devotion to spirit and truth. The kind of spirit and truth that is real, uncensored, and candid with God. I love how Jesus provides a wonderful example of worshiping God in spirit and truth as he poured out his heart to God in the Garden of Gethsemane. Luke chapter 22 verses 41 through 44. He withdrew about a stone's throw from them, knelt down and prayed, Father, if you are willing, take this cup from me. Yet not my will, but yours be done. An angel from heaven appeared to him and strengthened him. And being in anguish, he prayed more earnestly, and his sweat was like drops of blood falling to the ground. I love how Jesus was not afraid of expressing the pain he experienced as he prepared for the cross. In other words, Jesus was keeping it real. God wants our heart, mind, body, and tears as we come to the throne of grace. He will always lend an ear and his heart. For nothing is too complicated or big for our God to solve. My Bible tells me that we have fellowship with a God who is able to relate to every aspect of our lives. Hebrews chapter 2, verses 17 through 18. Jesus is the God of our high and low places, places in which He has compassion for all who are downhearted with despair. What I believe Jesus is asking of His children is that He becomes the Lord of our high and low places. He must become the Lord of lords and King of kings. He must become the first and the last. He must become the reason for the why and the end of all matters. Anything less does not fit the role of keeping it real. Keep it real as you talk to God. Do not be concerned with putting together the these and thous. Just come to God as you are, in reverence to His name and power to change life from darkness to light. Trust Him with your heart and life, for there is no other way of keeping it real. Prayer for today. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank You for the unfiltered truth of Your Word. We thank You for Your consoling comfort and the Spirit in which You petition us to cast our cares upon. Father, may our hearts find rest, peace, comfort, and stability in You always. In Jesus' name, Amen.